From KALW, this is Sights and Sounds, your weekly guide to the Bay Area art scene through the eyes and ears of local artists. I'm Janae Darden. My guest this week is Oakland author Kat Crosswell. Hey, Kat!
Hey!
Kat wrote her debut novella, Pieces of Eight, a Harper Family mixtape. And it's a story about a Black Chicago family and adolescence in the 1970s, told from the perspective of the middle child, who is a young girl. And right now, we're going to hear Kat's art suggestions for things to see, hear, and do around the Bay Area. First up is Wildflower Arts in Oakland. The space hosts arts events such as concerts, art exhibitions, dance events, and much more. I've been several times. It's a great space for community and creativity. Kat, you had your book launch there. I love this spot. It's intimate. You encounter so many talented people from Oakland and the Bay. Tell us more about Wildflower.
Well, Wildflower is especially special to me, not just because they hosted my book launch, which was wonderful, but when I initially met the founders, who are Dr. Nora Free and Dr. Tiffany Austin. Dr. Nora, she's a saxophonist. She has a degree of Doctor of Music, and they are an amazing, amazing human being. And Dr. Tiffany, she specializes in voice. She teaches voice as well. She also has a Doctor of Law.
Oh, okay.
Very, very interesting combination.
Mm-hmm.
And they are just the most open-hearted, and they welcome all genres of entertainment, of music, readings. They're just an amazing duo, and I recommend them highly.
Now it makes sense why that space is so incredible.
Yes.
That's Wildflower Arts in Oakland, and you can visit their website to learn about upcoming events. Your next pick is a gem in Oakland. That's Marcus Bookstore. They opened back in 1960 and makes them the country's oldest Black-owned independent bookstore. And it has a large catalog of works by Black authors, poets, and artists. The bookstore has hosted some really incredible readings over the years. Influential figures such as Toni Morrison, Maya Angelou, Angela Davis, Chaka Khan. Recently, they were part of an event with Justice Ketanji Brown. And I go to Marcus Books several times a year. Kat, you're an author. This does not surprise me. But tell us what's special about Marcus Books to you.
Marcus Books is probably one of the most authentic bookstores anywhere, in my opinion. And I've been to a lot of bookstores, not just in the Bay Area, but from where I'm from in Chicago. And Marcus Books, to me, when you walk in, you just feel the ancestors. That's what I feel when I walk into Marcus Books, because they have a plethora of genres. I'm never not surprised by the types of books that they have. I'm surprised that they exist.
Yeah, same here.
But then I'm not surprised that they exist at Marcus Books, because they are the ones who would have that. And if a friend of mine reaches out to me and says, I'm having trouble finding such and such, I'm like, did you check Marcus Books? And more times than not, they will have it. And if they don't have it, they will find it for you.
They'll definitely order for you. So they're definitely a great resource in the Bay Area. That's Marcus Books in Oakland. Your final pick is Smash Kingdom in Oakland. It's a place where you can release your emotions by smashing things. Break stuff like glass bottles and electronics with baseball bats, crowbars, or even a sledgehammer. They provide safety gear to make sure you don't get hurt while you're just letting out all that pent-up energy. Kat, you're a quiet person. It's always the quiet people we got to watch out for.
That's right.
And we all have these moments where it's like, we just want to break stuff. I didn't know there was one in Oakland.
I didn't either.
Tell us more, Kat.
Recently, I came upon Smash Kingdom. And while we have not yet entered the space, it is on our list of things that must be done.
Okay, I'm with you.
Listen, with the current temperature of this country, we don't need to say more. Smash Kingdom is the place you want to go. Suggest let it all out. Just the thought of being able to legally go in and destroy things at my pleasure is just something that I can't even tell you how excited I am about.
I share your excitement. I would definitely be there. So if people hear me screaming and breaking stuff, just, you know, go about your business. That's Smash Kingdom in Oakland. I've been speaking with Oakland author Kat Croswell. Her novella, Pieces of Eight, a Harper Family mixtape, is available now. To learn more about any of the things you heard about today, visit KALW.org and make sure to subscribe to the Sights and Sounds podcast, which is available on the KALW app and wherever you get your podcasts. This episode of Sights and Sounds was produced by Porfirio Rangel and engineered by Troop Nguyen. I'm Janae Darden.